This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at the Healthcare Innovations Conference sponsored by VentureWire of Dow Jones, and I'm here with Dr. Steve Galson. And I met you earlier, actually, when we were coming into the main session room, and I thought, what's someone from the Navy doing here, you know? But anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm an officer in the U.S. Public Health Service, and our uniforms look like the Navy uniforms.
Well, let's start off with a kind of a softball question for you, Dr. Galson. When you look at the state of the drug industry right now, especially when it comes to new drugs being evaluated and coming to market, especially over trials, are there problems out there or are there challenges? And maybe I'll say it this way, is the glass half empty or is it half full?
Yeah, well, I'm the kind of person that always looks at challenges. I think we've got some amazing products that are in the pipeline. Over the last few years, we've had some fantastic products approved that are keeping people alive longer and reducing suffering and toll from disease. And I think that the challenges that we've got are all worth the investment and time and effort, even sweat and blood if that's necessary, because in the end, we're trying to improve people's lives. So yes, they're challenges, but I think they're all ones that people are excited about working together at and will result in a really better future.
You deal with a very political end of the spectrum when it comes to the drug industry. But how political is drug evaluation? And obviously, it shouldn't be political,
yeah.
But
that's
there
a,
must
that's
be
a tough question. Yeah. The FDA is not a very political place. I've worked in a number of different agencies, the Centers for Disease Control, the Energy Department, EPA. FDA doesn't have a lot of political appointees, and there's general agreement out there in the country and in the government that the most important thing at FDA is applying scientific principles to enable us to make the right decision. So I don't really feel like the agency is political in the big P political sense.
Early stage companies that are developing drugs are really relying on approval to make a go of it.
Yes.
And some of them, if they don't get that approval, are going to go out of business.
That's right.
When it comes to the balance between risk and benefit to consumers in the drugs that they take,
right,
how much are you thinking about whether or not a company might go under if there's not enough risk allowed in drugs that do get approved?
Sure. I think this is something that we're all cognizant of. We're aware that this dynamic is going on, but we really can't use the individual survival of a company in making the scientific assessments.
But how about as an industry, though?
Yeah,
we're
aware of that, but what we have to do is use the same sort of risk-benefit assessment for a product from a small company, medium company, and large company. That's the only way to provide transparency so that companies know what they're getting into. So we're aware of this dynamic. We know it happens. We can't let that interfere with individual decision making. The risk benefit has to do with what's best for public health in the U.S., what patients and healthcare providers can tolerate, not so much focused on company survival.
Well, Dr. Steve Galson, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks. Enjoyed it.